This week, humankind is marking the International Mine Awareness Day and Assistance to Mine Action. Now, the very day is on the 4th of April. However, we at Radio Mira's Breakfast Show have decided to dedicate the whole week to this important day and matter. Now, this year's Mine Awareness Day is marked under the theme Protecting Lives and Building Peace. We are having a guest from ANMAS, Senya Agostino, who's a section leader, G4S. Good morning, Senya. Thank you so much for making our time to speak to us.
Good morning, madam. How are you?
I'm very fine, thank you. So just share with us your experience as a D-miner in South Sudan and what motivated you to pursue this career.
Thank you very much for hosting me in Radio Miraya. I am very impressed and also happy for this moment. So in this, my experience, I started working as a D-miner since 2005 with NPA Mine Action. So I've been there for like 10 years. So during the war, I left South Sudan. And again in 2019, I joined MAC. And in 2020, I joined G4S. And since I joined G4S, up to the date of today, I'm still with the G4S, and because I'm doing the work of my country, and I'm very impressed to be a D-miner because my work is very, very important. It improves the life of the people, and also it makes our land to be free of mine.
That's right.
So as a woman, I feel respected and also happy to make sure that I work very hard in order to make my country to be free of unexploded ordnance and also the mines so that my people can stay in a safer environment.
That's right, and you're doing a very good job in your section, Senya. So as we approach International Day of Mine Awareness, what are some of the key messages or insights that you would like to share with our audience regarding the importance of mine clearance efforts in South Sudan?
The key messages that I want to put forward is that we, as South Sudanese and also the international community, let's join hands together and let's make sure that we work hard for a better world and for a free mines and the UXOs, which is affecting the billions population of the world, not only South Sudan. So a lot of people have lost their lives, others have lost their families. So I'm urging the international community, the miners and our organization to work hard in order for our fellow South Sudanese to stay in a safer environment by offering ourselves in doing this critical job which is supposed to be done by men.
Right.
But today I'm happy that I'm a woman and we were the first base of women who came to SAS, who started this demining in 2005 with NPA Mine Action. So I am impressed because our 35% is in place.
Right. And yes, I'm also inspired by that. I mean, since 2005, over 17 years, you are in the same field. And like you rightly said, it's a job that is meant to be for men, but you are one of the women who are breaking the barriers in that field. So what are some of the unique challenges that you face as a female D-miner in South Sudan? And how do you navigate and address these challenges?
As a female D-miner, we are being overlooked by our fellow co-sects. And whenever we are promoted, they don't respect us. They overlooked us. They are like we are just women. But in all this, I just take it easy. We try our best in order to show them that what a man can do, a woman can also do. So we have tried our best. And also in some communities without women, there are some women who don't want to attend to men because they are suspicious that the men can take out their secret.
Yeah.
So they prefer women. So I am actually impressed and also happy as a woman, as a mother. I am doing the work, the great job, which is helping my people.
Right, right. And you've spoken about the biases in your work, how the men, your co-workers, underlook or overlook you. What are some of those specific gender-related barriers or biases that you have experienced in your line of work? like, how do they underlook you? Do they think that you're not weak? I mean, that you're very weak, you cannot, like, how do they underlook you?
They underlook us because in South Sudan, women does not have rights. Mm. Since, you know, right from our ancestors, that we women are not supposed to sit on a chair. We are supposed to sit down on the ground because we are women. And the women, a woman is not supposed to stand up and address men. So this is how they take it.
Mm-hmm.
And also the other challenges we are getting as women, we are having problem with our families, especially our husbands, because we cannot be able to produce on time because of the leave system. Our leave system, it takes time. Sometimes in a year you go home for like 20 days, only 10.
For your maternity?
Not for maternity, for the leave. If you go when your time did not come, you will not be able to get conceived. And secondly, once you get conceived, we only have like 3 months. And you know, we South Sudanese, we cannot be able to leave our children when our children is only 3 months.
Mm.
So it is more challenging. So we urge our co-workers, our bosses, the international community, if they can be able to address this issue, so that we can also have like 3 months at home.
Mm.
Then you come and do light work in the compound for like 6 months.
Mm.
And if the child reach like 9 months, I can be able to leave my child behind.
Right.
So this is some of the challenges that we are getting. And also it's very hard because some of our men, they don't understand. They thought that we are going there in search of men. But we did not go there in search of men. We go because of the situation in the current situation, which is currently in the country. So is even if not because of the current situation, we need to work hard in order to bring our children up.
Right. Well, these days, one person's income is not enough.
Yeah.
And with a woman working, that complements the money coming into the house. But something important that you mentioned about the leave days and, you know, the maternity leaves, and indeed your bosses need to look into it.
Yes.
Now, what opportunities do you see for encouraging more women to join and excel in roles related to mine clearance and humanitarian efforts?
Actually, the opportunities I'm looking forward is, we, the FastFest, we have tried our best, and also most of the organizations where I worked in, they have got a lot of donation because of the female deminers. So this work is a very good work, and it is a work, this type of a work, if we do this work, it will help our country. So, and also since the government has given us 10%, I'm asking the women outside there to go through the system or by right recruitment so that they can also be part of this fighting against the long-lasting enemy, which is lying down on the ground waiting for our children and for our animals and for our brothers and sisters.
Right. And Senya, as you spoke earlier, that you are proud to be part of a team of the women amongst so many men. In your experience, how does gender diversity within the demining teams contribute more effectively and to the sustainable mine action outcomes?
I can just tell you briefly about the women. Women are always accurate, and the women are always fresh every morning. I encourage more women because this work is critical. This work does not want someone who has a stress or someone who took something. Most of the women, they don't drink, and most of the women, they are also hardworking because, you know, African women, the way how they are brought up, they work tirelessly.
Yeah.
So the whole day you see the woman is busy, but the man is just there seated. So I encourage the women So I encourage UNMAS and the organizations, including National Mine Action Authority, to bring up a lot of women to this work, because the women are using their money also in a right way. They use their money for paying their school fees, and at the same time, they also are taking care of the family. Mm-hmm. So some of the challenges for the men, I will not mention for now.
Okay.
Because they know.
Yeah, we all know the challenges.
Yes.
Senya, thank you so much for making out time to speak to us today. Now, just, for all the years that you've been working, over 17 years, could you just share with us any impactful story or memorable moments from your work in the mine clearance operations in South Sudan? What is that particular experience that stands out for you?
Okay, what impressed me, there is a school which was being affected by mines, and I, together with the team, went and we cleared the environment of that school. So at the time when we finished clearing of the mines, we saw our children joyfully going to school, and they were enjoying. So in this case, I was very impressed that what I am doing is very, very important, because it has saved the life of our children, and our children were free also to go to school. So the happiness of the parents and the children is my happiness
too. And finally, how do you envision the future of mine action efforts evolving in South Sudan?
I'm very proud of the future of the mine action in South Sudan, with the international community support, like funding and local capacity. We can towards a future where land mine and explosive ordnance no longer pose the threat to the community. So in this case, what I'm trying to say is that as mine action continue working in South Sudan, our area, our environment, or our country will be free of mine, and our people can be able to go out and cultivate, as I've stated before, and some of the areas like the churches and schools which was been affected was also been cleared, so people are free to go also to pray. So movement of the people will be freely.
Okay.
So I urge the international community, including our organization, to go ahead with this work so that we can end the silent killer, which is killing millions in the world, not only in South Sudan.
Yes, Senya, tomorrow is International Mine Awareness Day. What is your message?
I would like to emphasize the importance of collective actions in addressing the threat of landmine and the unexploded ordnance. Together we can create safer and a more prosperous community for our generation to come.
That's right.
And also I urge the donors to stand with UNMAS and this humanitarian organization by funding them, and also together we shall make South Sudan free from landmine and the unexploded ordnance.
That's right.
Yeah.
Senya Augustina, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.